It's 2 minutes to seven on RN Breakfast. Lexi Metherill joins us now with the finance news. Good morning, Lexi.
Good morning, Fran. September has been a good month for stocks, but it's hit a bit of a rough patch as it draws to a close. The Dow Jones Industrial Average has fallen for the second trading day in a row after weak US jobs figures. Official figures showed claims for unemployment benefits rose unexpectedly last week, and investors ignored a report showing sales of previously owned homes rose by more than expected in August, as a former Federal Reserve Chairman, Paul Volcker, said that the US mortgage market is, quote, absolutely broken. The Dow has lost 77 points to 10,662. The S&P 500 index has shed 9 points to 1,125. And the Nasdaq has lost 7 points. Although Apple continued its recent rally, and it's now the world's second largest company by share market value, it's worth around $290 US a share, making it worth $267 billion on the share market. Europe's also had a tough night as Ireland's economy contracted by more than expected in the second quarter. UK stocks have dropped 14 points on the FTSE to 5,547, and the DAX in Germany and the CAC 40 in France are also lower. After a slight rise yesterday on the local market, futures trading is pointing to a drop today. The SPY 200 is down 49 points at 4,609. Gold slightly higher at $1,292 US an ounce, and West Texas crude oil is fairly steady. Some of the heat has come out of the Australian dollar. It's lower at 94.89 US cents. And Fran, that's this morning's market report.
Thanks very much, Lexi.